Good day and welcome to another episode of Becoming Your Higher Self podcast with me, Alex Martin B, welcoming you from Canary Islands in Spain. So thank you for listening, and today I will be sharing with you some interesting stories that came up during the therapy, during soul journeys of my clients. And let's start with the reminder that whatever I'm sharing is from clinical experience. It's not from the books, it's not from the theory or hearsay. This is actually what happened when people came to me to solve some issues they may have. Mental, physical, emotional, spiritual issues. And higher self and the beings of light delivered, they healed, cleansed, and gave clarity. So some examples of this, I have some notes here and I will be taking inspiration from them. So first case was Lara. Lara was complaining that she feels heavy, feels exhausted, without energy, and feels dark inside. And she shared during the interview that she tried automatic writing, and the messages were very, at the beginning, they were very poetic, light, but then there was another influence that came and it went dark, heavy, and she began doubting herself, and everything slowed in her spiritual progress. So during the session, when Lara went into deep trance, she noticed during the sessions the people say the most, they are talking the most. I am just confirming and moving the story forward. So she noticed that in the hips there is a dark purple energy, and she felt it's not mine. So I started talking with this dark purple energy, and it identified itself as shadow being, not human soul, that invited, that accepted invitation, where she was small with her brother Adam. They tried Ouija board, like a game, laughing, not taking it seriously, like most people, most victims of this. It's not a game, it's a trap, really. So she was playing, and internally she actually invited this being. This being told us that she made an agreement with him, with this entity, and that strength, the entity would give her strength in exchange for company, because she felt lonely during her childhood. So this shadow being, demonic being, was in her hips 30 years, affecting her, slowing her down, dimming her light. So during the session, I asked Archangel Michael to come, and I asked Lara if she wants to release or cancel this agreement now that she is aware of it. And she remembered, yes, I was lonely, I was reaching out subconsciously. So now she released the agreement, cut the agreement out, And Archangel Michael just pulled out this energy from her hips and took this entity to the light. And she felt lighter and sovereign after this. So then we ask Archangel Michael how the entity was affecting her. And the answer was that it's about weighing her down, slowing everything, stopping her from letting go of the past, blaming herself with guilt and shame. And guilt and shame are the lowest energies that you can actually feel. And they are very heavy. So this was the lesson for her, to understand that she's enough and reach out specifically to the higher self, specifically to the higher dimensions. I see it a lot in victims of Ouija board or victims or opening up in different ways without any protection, not knowing what they are doing, also automatic writing, also just taking some plants, psychedelic plants, and opening up. And then I have work to do with archangels to remove all these hijackers, hitchhikers. So the feeling was, the lesson was that she felt that she's not enough, that she needs something for strength. But truth are, you are already enough. So this is false belief, root cause. The people around her behaved, treated her as she's not enough, as she's weak, telling her this. So domino effect from false beliefs that are not true. Then she believed that and opened up. I needed strength for somebody else. Let somebody else come and keep me company. Okay, so this is the first case. Another case was Nadia from Australia. And she was under attack, not only energetically, not only in a psychic way, but also the person was hacking into her computer, her phone, and also breaking in into the home, but she didn't have any evidence. She reported everything to police, but they couldn't find who was there. So there was a story of higher self showed her why she's attacked, why there is a person wanting her to be a team with him, and he's performing, let's say, dark magic, black magic. And in higher self during the session showed her that she had 6 lives with this other person that is attacking her. And in some lives she was a partner, in some lives she was a servant or a worker for this powerful sorcerer. One scene that is very strong is she saw herself in the medieval times. The sorcerer had a helm on his face and armor. She was in a cave with other witches. She was a witch, very decrepit witch, like a horror image. She saw children in the cages. She saw that they are sacrificing children. They are sacrificing people. as an offering to dark beings. So this was for her very difficult to remember, but higher self wanted her to remember that this was how it all started. It's not random coincidence. But she wanted now in this life to come back to light. She wanted to work as a healer, as a teacher, no longer interested in any low vibrational dark activities that she was doing for many lifetimes. But of course, there are a lot of layers of energy on her that needs to go. So during the session in this cave in the medieval times, I asked her, are you willing to let go of what you are doing here? And do you want to work for the light? Do you want to release any agreements that you have with this sorcerer? And she said yes, in this past life personality, that she was not really wanting it anymore. She wanted out. So I asked Archangel Michael and his army of angels to come there and arrest everybody that is there, release the children from the cages and bring them back home to their parents. And also from this life, she had 9 parasites, energetic parasites in her womb. She saw them like white maggots, white bugs, like a beetles, beetle-like forms in her belly, blocking her creative powers, her feminine powers. She always had problems with her feminine parts or her life. And these parasites were responsible for blocking the energy flow. So during the session, Archangel Raphael pulled them out and instead brought the light of self-love. So it was about being sovereign. She wanted now to be sovereign in this life, and she learned her lesson that dark path leads to a lot of suffering and being a slave. You don't have any freedom. Also, during the session, Archangel Raphael removed a black grid cap over the crown. She saw it like, it is stopping me from the source of light, the source of everything. So, after removal, Raphael rebuilt the whole system, energy, the part of the energy body system, the crown, so it should work as intended, as a connection of the source. So this is just a few scenes from the whole session. Whole session is 4 hours, and what I'm describing to you is usually 10-15 minutes that we are working with some root cause that higher self is taking the client to. And of course, you can see that people that don't believe in past life regression, it completely destroys their argument that, you know, this is all in imagination. It was terrible for her to acknowledge and remember her life as a witch, doing all these terrible deeds. She could imagine anything. She could imagine that she's Cleopatra. She could imagine that she's like aristocracy, enjoying life, dancing, traveling around the world, whatever people enjoy. Instead, she felt being this witch. She felt everything and she released it. She was still in her system. All these emotions that were blocking the energy flow, life flow in the meridian system, in the energy system. There was also another lesson that she was feeling very responsible for her brother. She wanted to help her brother because the brother was not doing very well in life. But the higher self explained to her that it's not your responsibility. It's not your path to do everything for your brother. What she can do, she can heal herself first. And when she is raising her vibration, stepping into her power, she can radiate this light, this power of love, and affect her brother. But ultimately, the brother is making choices. Everybody is making choices. We have free will. And these choices are determining, resulting in whatever happens next. Okay. So the quote was from Higher Self. You can love your family and still not carry them. Help when you have resources, but don't confuse love with responsibility. So I'm sure many of you have family members that you feel responsible to help, and it's draining because they are not really changing. They are just taking your energy, taking your time, but nothing is shifting in the other person. It's just blocking your resources. It's blocking, slowing you down from your mission. You could use these resources, this energy, this time, and help so many other people. And they would be grateful and they will be changing. They would change. So, something to consider. And there was another case with Gavin from Canada. When he was doing a spiritual scan during the deep trance part of the session, he felt like a tickling in the throat, like something is stroking it. And looking closely with this psychic view, he saw that it's like a blue butterfly in his throat. And it felt external. It was like external energy. I invited Archangel Raphael to come, and Archangel Raphael explained to him that this was, he created this when people were calling him a crybaby because he was very sensitive, very emotional, very empathetic. That whatever was happening that was sad or fearful, he had a lot of emotions, became emotional from the young age. And Raphael showed him, transferred him to the time in school where the teacher force everybody to read in front of the class. And he was stuttering. This was another root cause that caused stuttering, and people were and children was laughing at him and he was crying. And it created this block in the throat. So Raphael very easily, gently and symbolically removed this energy. The butterfly was expanding, expanding, and then Raphael took this butterfly on his hand and released away, never to return. And Gavin said, "Oh, I breathe so much. Now I can breathe so much easier, so much lighter in my throat." So the teaching was that emotions are here to teach us, not to control us or frighten us. And a lot of this blockage that people have, I see it all the time. Everybody has blockage in the throat, almost. This, and people know that it's not speaking the truth. Usually this not speaking the truth is actually old shame. In your school days, in your childhood, your parents were abusive, shaming you, or comparing you with siblings. And when you are willing to acknowledge this shame that you are still carrying, when you are willing to let it go, it's gone. And love and life force can move through your body. And love and life force is really healing. And you are in your full potential. Okay, so this was the another case. And general advice that we got from higher self of archangels or Jesus. Jesus Joshua appeared a few times during the sessions. General advice that you can take, that I can share with you, is that in one, for example, one person was trying all kinds of spiritual practices. She tried once or two times something and then ran to another one. And the higher self told her, just pick one or two and repeat. Be consistent. The lesson is about patience. Don't expect that in one day or 2 days, everything will change. It's about growing. It's about growing like a plant. You are awakened. You are above the ground, out of the darkness, like a small creeper. And now, put water on this creeper. Not too much, not too little, and watch it grow. This is your spiritual development, your spiritual growth. So for her, higher self recommended breath work. Just choose breath work that feels good for you and stick with it. Do it every day, and you will see the difference. Other advice, general advice that you can take from these sessions in last week is that about stopping competing and start sharing. A lot of people have these false programs running, false beliefs that we are all the same and there are the same gradation, the same marks for everybody, like in the school. But actually, every person is a different soul. You are a soul and every soul has different lessons to learn. And some of these lessons can be opposite from one person to another. For example, one person in current life, one soul wants to learn how to be in solitude, be okay being in solitude and just enjoy peace and calm, no drama, no politics, and be comfortable with that lifestyle, minimalistic. And the other soul can have a lesson of learning how to navigate big family politics, big family dynamics, how people are betraying each other, how people are helping each other, how to love, with boundaries, you know, so many lessons in very noisy, big families with a lot of children. And they are opposite. You cannot compare it. And every soul has different history, like infinite history. Some souls are not from here. They just came and they have first a lifetime here. I had such people. Not many, but they are souls that are first time here on this planet. And they are souls that are here for thousands of years. Many traumatic deaths, many accidents, many traumas during life. So they are not the same. Nobody is the same. So competition, how you can compete? Everybody has different goal, different path. You cannot compete. It's an illusion. It's a false belief. So instead of competing, better to share. Share what you learned. Share your love. Share your peace. Share your joy, your creations. In whatever way you are creating something, share. Share your energy without competition. And what is important also, what people, I see a lot of it in people when they are programmed in childhood or during lifetime that they are not worthy of love. They are not enough. It's very common. When they hear about higher self, they hear about angels, they hear about the light team, spirit guides, ancestors in the light that can help them. They are actually not willing to ask out loud for help. It's important to ask out loud for help. They are not feeling that they are worthy of receiving help from the light. And of course, beings of light cannot help if you don't express that you need help out loud. So this is also very important reality that we learned, that speak out loud, ask your higher self, your total soul that you are part of, ask for help, and they are more than capable to provide whatever you need on your path of lessons, challenges, evolution as a soul. They are watching you and they are actually waiting to help you. But if you don't ask, they cannot help you because of the free will, because of what you wanted to experience. Part of it was experiencing darkness, all these false, dark beliefs, all this dark, dense emotions on you, energies that are not yours on you. You wanted to experience that. But there is help. There is possibility of healing, cleansing, clarity. It's all possible. And I see it every day in my work. When we ask, there is so much help. So I want to finish this episode with this positive note that no matter what dark challenges you are facing, there is a lot of support. You have a lot of support no matter what you feel about yourself. Just ask out loud your higher self, your angels, your spirit guides, ancestors in the light to bring you clarity, guidance, healing, cleansing. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. So take care and all the best. Good luck.